Okay, today, by the time we're continuing in the seventh parak of Maseches Nedarim, and we are up to parak Zayin, Mishnah Ches. Sha'at osa eini ochel ada Pesach. If a person says to his wife, "What you make is going to be asur to me until Pesach," sha'at osa eini miskase ada Pesach, or the clothing that you make for me, I will not wear it until Pesach. So asal fnei Pesach, and then she made food or she made clothing before Pesach. Motulech l'skasos achar Pesach. So as soon as Pesach is over, he's allowed to eat that food and he's allowed to cover himself with that clothing, because he said, "I will not eat it or wear it only until Pesach," but he's allowed to eat it or wear it after Pesach. Sha'ato sa'ata Pesach in yochel. But if he says, "Whatever you make until Pesach, I'm not going to eat," sha'ato sa'ata Pesach in miskase, whatever you make until Pesach, I'm not going to cover myself with, then asa l'fnei Pesach, then the neder is not dependent on when he uses it, the neder is dependent on when she made it. So if she made it before Pesach, asa l'echel v'skasos achar Pesach, then he's not allowed to eat it or wear the clothing even after Pesach, because it all depended, the lashon of his neder depended on, made it clear that it all depended on when she makes it and not when he actually uses it. Moving on to Mishnah Tes. So, shat nenisli ada Pesach. If someone says to his wife between Sukkot and Pesach, "That which you benefit from me until Pesach is asur to you, im telchi lebeis avicha ada chag, if you go to your father's house any time from now until next year Sukkot," so halcha lefnei Pesach, if she already went to her father's house before Pesach, so the neder now kicks in, asur ba'anasa ada Pesach. She's not allowed to get any hanaf from him until Pesach. Achar Pesach, if she went to her father's house after Pesach, but before the next Sukkot, below yachel devaro, then she violates the iser of lo yachel devaro, meaning even though she waited to violate the condition until after Pesach, when the iser actually ended, but the zman of the tanai didn't end, the tanai was until next Sukkot, so she caused the iser to go into effect retroactively, and therefore if she got any benefit from her husband before Pesach, it now turns out that she violated that neder. Shat nenisli alachag, if he said to his wife before Pesach that you're not allowed to get any hana'a from me until next Sukkot, im telchi leveis avicha ada Pesach, if you go to your father's house from now until Pesach of this year, v'holcha lefnei Pesach, and she already went to her father's house now before Pesach, sasur banas alachag, so that she fulfilled the tanai, the neder therefore kicks in, and the neder is going to be chal, that's going to be asur until chag, baru mutaris lechachar Pesach, but she's allowed to go to her father's house after Pesach, because the tanai was only that she shouldn't go to her father's house before Pesach. L'chora, this is obvious, because no real chiddush over here, that it's just that the tanai and the zman of Isser are different zmanim, and therefore you just follow the logical rules. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Ches, we said that if a person takes an edda that his wife is not allowed to eat, anything his wife cooks, he's not going to eat until after Pesach. Any clothing his wife makes, he's not going to wear until after Pesach. So it doesn't matter when she made it, he just has to wait till after Pesach to use it. But if the neder says, anything you make up until Pesach will be asur to me, so then it all depends on when she made it. And if she made it before Pesach, it's asur to him. And then in Mishnah Tes we learned that if he takes the neder that his wife is not allowed to get hana'a from him until Pesach, if she goes to her father's house up until Sukkot, so if she went before Pesach, so the tanai kicks in, the neder therefore becomes active. And if she went after Pesach, so the tanai kicks in retroactively, and if she had gotten hana'a from him before Pesach, then it's a violation of Le'echel Dvaro. But in the reverse case, where it's shat endlessly ala chag, where he says that you're not allowed to get hana'a from me up until next Sukkot, if you go to your father's house up until Pesach, so if she went to her father's house before Pesach, so the neder kicks in, she's not allowed to get hana'a until Sukkot. But once Pesach comes and goes, if she hadn't yet gone to her father's house, she's now allowed to go to her father's house, and nothing is going to happen. No neder is going to kick in. So Beis Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the beginning of the eighth parak of Maseches Nedarim.